barrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. I think you guys are probably scum of the New World Order, and you're probably lizard Jews, and you're here to bring us all down.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined by my co-host, Napier. And welcoming to the show, for the first time, New Drunk. Say hello, New Drunk.
Hello, New Drunk.
You don't have to touch the stuff ever. Just yeah. So, New Drunk. Oh, and hello, Ryan.
Hey, what's up?
How are you today?
I'm okay.
It's nice of you to be on time. Yeah, I'm excited that you're on time. But but yeah, I mean, New Drunk, I'm so happy to have you here. You've grown an impressive beard. When did you start that?
Maybe a month and a half ago, what do you think?
About that, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're proud of it? Do people, you know...
People like it. Everyone wants to comment on it.
Are they taken aback by it? Well, like when they see it, do you see that you're getting different reactions to it?
Very different reactions. Some people want to touch it. Some people say they hate it. I'm like, hey, well, it's not yours.
And Napier, how are you?
I'm fat.
You were burnt out. We took a week off. Do you feel recharged?
Feel a little recharged. Also, I got this little smokable thing here.
That's like a big, giant, it looks like a like one of those thick markers that has like the chisel tip. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's one of these giant refillable vaporizer thingies. Cost me like $125.
That thing was $125?
Yep.
And where do you carry that around? I mean, do you put it like in your breast pocket?
I put it in a pants pocket.
You carry it around in your pants? Won't it break or something? It looks fragile.
No, it's fine. It's made out of metal.
It is?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I held it for a second, and you were already commenting that I was holding it wrong. So I imagine if you sit down in it, then...
It's got these little holes in it, and if you don't put the little holes right, you can't suck it out, and I'd...
Also, it's not how it's stored. It's how I was prepared to start sucking on it.
So,
yes.
So how long does that thing last?
Supposedly, it's supposed to, I bought this like canister for it to refill it with. It's supposed to be like three cartons worth of cigarettes for $15. So I hope I make my money back.
People are very impressed in the chat that you were on time, Ryan.
So three. So like 3 weeks.
Actually, I will have you know that Ryan was here before New Drunk.
Excellent. We're all making strides today.
I'm sorry, go back to your thing about...
So anyway, 3 weeks for $125, that sounds kind of like a ripoff.
Well, no, the fuel for it, like the smoke stuff that you smoke, was $15.
But so actually you paid $140.
Well, yeah, $140.
And so you refill that little thingamajig?
Yeah, this little clear thing. I put more liquid into it.
And how much does it cost to refill that?
To refill this?
Yes.
Probably like $2 or $3.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, but you get a little canister. And the little canister is $15, and it's supposed to be 3 cartons worth of nicotine.
So can you put hash oil in there and get all high and whatnot?
I couldn't tell you. I assume that would break this. I think you got to use their stuff.
I don't think so.
I could.
I don't want to put stuff in here that might screw up my $125 investment.
Oh, you got $125 later on. Don't worry.
Well, just to give you a little teaser on what's coming up, at some point today we are going to bring back Napier's Sexy Storytime for the ladies. We have a very special one to commemorate the release of the RoboCop trailer. Did you see the RoboCop trailer?
There's maybe a new RoboCop coming
out? There's a new
there
RoboCop.
There is, yeah. The guy from The Killing is going to be RoboCop, which I think is actually an interesting choice. I'm excited. And Michael Keaton's in it, and I love Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Have I ever told you about my love for Michael Keaton? I am a fan.
He touched my peppy, Steve.
Of Michael Keaton. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
How was his Batman?
I would watch Michael Keaton like scoop dog shit.
Yeah.
I would. Love the man.
He's pretty good in that The Other Guys.
Yes, you're right. He was the sergeant.
Yes.
Or something in
the head cop.
Yes.
I think of Michael Keaton, I think of money.
You think of money?
Yeah.
Why do you think of money?
I don't know. Have a name like Michael Keaton.
It just sounds like a money name?
Sounds like money.
I don't think... Was he ever in a film where he...
He was Batman.
Sounds like money.
That's right. Bruce Wayne, he made a lot of money.
Yeah, he did.
Bruce Wayne actually is the most fictional richest man ever, right?
I think that'd be Scrooge McDuck.
I guess that's true. I don't think that Bruce Wayne ever swam in his money.
No, no.
How could I be late when I live 400 yards away?
I know. You are
WTF.
A neighbor of sorts.
The directions you gave me, they sucked.
You could hop here on 1 foot. I wouldn't say you're late.
No, I couldn't.
You weren't late.
It's like 180 seconds late.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's a certain amount of late. So, yeah, that is coming up. We also have questions for Dr. Napier. Drunk, if he even remembers from however long ago it was when we assigned
it
him.
It seems like weeks ago.
Do you remember your
yes,
podcast SmackDown
the
challenge?
The Furnacast versus the Twisted Sisters.
And did you listen to both of those?
Weeks ago, yes.
And how was it?
It went well.
Do you want to just do it now? Who wins?
Furnacast.
The Furnacast wins?
Yeah.
Yay?
Yeah. It was weeks ago. I can't remember the content of either show, but I do remember the Furnacast winning. Congratulations, Dan and Mandy.
I attended a concert the other day.
Was it a good one?
It wasn't a bad one. It was...
The Neighborhood?
It was The Neighborhood, Greek Fire, Cage the Elephant, Silver Sun Pickups, and Imagine Dragons.
I know of two of those bands.
And Imagine Dragons brings in a certain young teen crowd that I wasn't anticipating.
Yeah, they do that.
And I was very disappointed at the lack of attention to the show, and everybody was just kind of taking selfies through the whole thing.
Is that a new thing?
Like, it was all selfies.
New,
and I mean, like, you know, there was big groups, and they would take selfies of each other. And then they would all huddle together and look at the selfies they just took. And it would be one thing, like, if they turned around and, like, pointed the camera at the stage, be like, hey, we were at this. But really, they were pointing it back towards the back where it would just be, like, a fence.
Was this at Riverport?
This was at Riverport, yeah.
Do you think Facebook is turning everybody into narcissists?
Yes.
Where they have to picture themselves all the fucking time.
Yes, and they all post it on their Instagrams and they say, oh, you looked so cute.
Yeah, but you couldn't actually see what the fuck they were doing. They could have just been in a fucking van.
Says the dudes with the podcast.
Yep.
Right. So yeah, nobody at any point paid attention to the actual show. They just paid attention to themselves, and then there was inconsiderate people that, you know, would just yell and like jump up and down and dance.
I'm assuming you sat on the lawn.
Yes, yes.
Which is the place to be at Riverport.
No, that's where the idiots are. You need a seat. I think I'm too old for
fuck the seat. Fuck the seat. You want to be on the lawn.
I'm too old for the lawn.
Did you get to see any boobs?
I didn't, no.
No.
I was just depressed.
They probably would have been 13-year-old boobs anyway.
I don't know the difference between Arcade Fire and Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, and you know what? Laszlo in the chat, thanks for coming, guy. You know, he said that you watch it through their phone, and like that used to annoy me. But, I mean, that doesn't even bother me now, because now it was just this selfie culture of flashes and people taking pictures of one another. And I hated that way worse, to where now fucking, you know, taking video of the concert doesn't even really bother me, just because I know how much worse it can be.
Michael, yeah. Have you become a curmudgeon in your old age?
I believe so. I believe
so. You sound like a 70-year-old man right now.
I was just so bummed out.
Their kids and their duck faces and their goddamn selfies.
Hey, what happened to this guy? Squarehead kids. Can't hear New Drunk very well. Fuck that shit, I'm out.
He's mad because you weren't talking into the microphone.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you
can
gotta,
you hear me now, bud? Come back.
You gotta Hello? Be kissing this
hey,
thing.
Oh, New Drunk.
Come back, guy. Sorry you couldn't hear me. I didn't know.
So we do have some questions for Dr.
There he
Maker.
Is. He came back. Good.
And it's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
We have a variety of questions for Dr. Napier. Hopefully New Drunk can help a little bit. From Matt Leroy. Have you ever been catfished?
No. I don't believe
well,
that.
Well, you and New Drunk, neither of you really internet much, do you?
No, sir. I'm not very fond of computer.
You're not you don't computer?
I don't computer very well. I can look up porn and sell stuff on Craigslist, but other than that, I don't do very well on computer.
So you're not social media savvy?
No, I don't.
You won't be following at New Drunk on the Twitters.
I don't have the Twitter. I don't have the Twitter. I don't have the Facebook.
I'll get on one or the other for like a minute and then say, wow, now I know why I don't do any of this shit.
So you were never catfished? You never dabbled in internet romance?
No.
Old Drunk, were you ever catfished?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I was kind of catfished.
Yeah.
Her nipples were like underneath.
Oh.
They were strange.
That is strange. Next question.
Were they at least nice looking when you were able to see them?
No, you had to like, no. From Benny Michaels from the Pod Cheese podcast.
Hold on a second. Go back.
What if everyone doesn't know what catfish means?
If her breasts were an arm, her nipple would have been in her armpit.
What was the size of this said woman?
She was a bit larger than I had anticipated.
Yeah?
Yes.
Are we talking about... Like
next question from Benny Michaels from the Pod Cheese podcast. Can you recommend any good Doctor Who podcasts?
Oh, my God.
Well, from what I understand, there are a few on Radio Foobar.
Yeah. That joke is still funny, Benny. It really is.
It's not
keep
that
it up,
funny.
Because it's pretty funny. From Travis Hulse, H-U-L-C-E. How would you pronounce it? Hulse?
Hulse.
Hulse?
Hulse.
How long could a sane person date one of the teen moms?
Never. Hit it and split it. That's their job.
Four and a half days.
4.5 days?
Yeah.
Like before she got pregnant?
Right.
I watched the teen mom pornography. And she was asking for it in her butt within 3 minutes of that pornography starting. Usually they work up to the anal. But yeah. She was all for it right away.
Well, that's Mexican birth
That's
control.
A good girl.
That's Mexican
I've never
birth
watched
control.
The show. That might be part of why I'm not totally annoyed with her. Because all I've watched her do is have the anal sex. That's my. I mean, that, I thought it was great.
You like the butt sex?
I mean, you know, I enjoy watching a good girl take it in her pooper.
Okay.
From Indio Techno, any advice on ordering a sex doll or fleshlight?
Doesn't really matter what you get. Just make sure you get the lube to go with it. I heard you can't use those dry. You'll pretty much be pulling off skin. So my suggestion is no matter what you get, get some good lube.
So lube is important more than the sex doll itself.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that would be your first priority.
Don't you think that like if you had like a full... First of all, let's say you have a full sex doll. Like one of those real dolls that you can fuck. I mean, do they have like a compartment that you can take out and clean?
Yeah.
Or do you have to try to angle the whole thing under the sink?
Or
do you take it out in your backyard and like hose it?
I think they have something that you can take them out and then put them in the dishwasher. I mean,
and second of all,
your sex doll is dishwasher safe.
Where do you conspicuously store that?
I don't
like, where do you put a sex doll so that? I mean, I have a house here, and I can't think of one place that I could put it that would just like be out of the way.
The Mennonite closet.
The Mennonite closet. I mean, would you put it under your bed?
No, the Mennonite closet. It's under the stairs.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
No one looks under there.
Yeah, but then wouldn't it get all spider-webby? Don't you want to keep your sex doll clean?
No, you just hit
wouldn't
it with
you be
the
Lysol. Afraid that there'd be something in there? Or is there like some? You could put some kind of like underwear on her.
I'm pretty sure the people who use those things don't really have too many visitors.
Next question from Jamie Wilson: how do I get past level 135 on Candy Crush?
Fuck if I know. That's a question for you.
Yeah, I got nothing on that.
More tequila.
From the Mark Bland.
Yes.
What's a job you wanted as a kid that you're glad you don't have today?
Oscar Mayer, Wienermobile driver.
Why are you glad you don't have that job today? I think that would still be great.
I would be driving around a giant hot dog all over the country. But when I was a little ass kid, that seemed like the coolest thing ever.
Do you think they've just at this point heard every wiener joke you could hear?
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, hey man, you're driving around a giant wiener. And from Anchor Babcock, is there enough room in an elevator to have sex at top of St. Louis Arch?
Yeah, I think so.
I think those elevators were actually quite spacious.
Yeah,
but the thing about it is, though, is you're going up with a whole bunch of people.
It's not
all the time.
Elevator.
Just do it during, you know, off tours.
Like,
oh, isn't it like a train or something?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like
a
big bubble.
Pod. You're in a pod that you're just up and around.
I only went up in the arch one time.
Yeah, I haven't been in a while, but I remember being in a pod like a merry-go-round.
Yeah.
And just pulled all the way around, you know? So,
and it swayed, and it freaked me out, and so I was done with that.
Definitely do it in there, for sure.
There's got to be more room in those elevators than in those fucking airplane bathrooms. People fucking there all the time.
That's probably one of those things where, like, the only people who have probably fucked in the elevators are people that, like, have access to it at night or something, like employees and stuff. I'm sure somebody has. The taboo of it is probably too great to avoid.
Yeah, and exactly. That was S. Dr. Napier.
Packed chat tonight. I appreciate you all coming.
11 online. I like it.
That's not bad at all. I've been speaking to a fellow on Twitter lately, and I've kind of made mention of it before. And I'm upset because, first of all, the fellow he hosts a show called the Another Damn Trivia Show.
Is it good or is it crap?
Well, it like you know when you go to bars and stuff on like a Tuesday and they have like trivia nights.
You like Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah.
She thinks I'm fake.
Who thinks you're fake?
Lies. It's all old drunk.
She thinks that drunk is doing an impression of new drunk?
Yeah, lies. It's all old drunk.
I can't swing my voice like that.
Hey, tell it.
Anyway, this fellow's name is Brundage, and I've talked to him a few times, and I'm concerned because no one seems... Like, do you remember Doug?
Doug?
The TV show Doug. It was on Nickelodeon.
Yeah,
I remember Doug.
Do you remember
Doug's... He had a little shit dog.
Do you remember Doug's friend Skeeter?
Yeah.
He was green.
And nobody else was green?
Nobody ever said,
but they didn't discriminate against him because he was green.
You're green. Or like, why are you a green person?
No,
that
one
was
said
never brought up.
A
he
word.
Was the only green person in this entire world. And no one ever said,
wanna why?
I think that it's strange that you're green.
I'll tell you exactly why. It was the early 90s.
Yeah. Well, I want you to look at Brundage, and I want you to tell me what your first thought is.
Child molester.
Oh, Trunk. That wasn't where I was going.
Did
with
you
this.
Where is your did you hang your deer stand next to the rape shack?
That is a purple man. The man is purple. And no one says a word about him being purple. And I think that it's strange that there's this person out there that's purple, and no one is talking about it.
So
nobody's saying, hey, why is this guy purple? Like, on The Simpsons, the only people that have the pointy heads are the actual Simpsons. Bart and Lisa, they have pointy heads. And you can say, oh, they're blonde, but it's not because they're blonde. Because other blonde people have, like, tan hair. And they're yellow, but they have tan hair. There's no one else in that universe that have pointy heads other than Maggie and Bart.
But Homer,
and don't you think they
Homer
would say...
doesn't have a pointy head.
But he's bald.
Just his hair is pointy. Did you see that one on the side?
But he's bald. There's a different color to signify hair. Whereas their heads just appear to be somewhat pointy. And I just think that it's weird that no one is saying, hey, Brundage, why are you purple?
So you think he looks like a Oompa Loompa?
I do! And I mean, he's fine. I don't have a problem with him. I'm just concerned that there's a purple human being out there and no one is, like, studying why he is purple.
He must be a native.
I think it was just a lighting thing. Because you could see the lighting up above his head. It wasn't proper.
Have you met him in person?
I have not. The extent of my knowledge of Brundage consists of that Twitter picture.
Gotcha.
Where he is purple.
Maybe he was just holding his breath too long.
That child molester stuff, I'm going to remove that. Because that was inappropriate.
Well, yeah.
We don't think he's a child molester.
You told me what's the first thing you think when I have the top of your head.
He's a very nice gentleman, I think. I don't know.
His deer stands next to his rape shack.
Napier, did you hear the news about the Walking Dead? That they are making a companion piece to the Walking Dead where they're going to make, like, a new set of Walking Dead people who also are trying to get away from zombies.
So they're doing a spin-off?
Well, it's not going to be a character in the existing Walking Dead. It's going to be like Walking Dead Los Angeles or something.
Oh.
Like where they're also going to do the Walking Dead.
At least they didn't try to do that in the video game, like that fucking Defiance video game.
So are they eventually going to meet up?
I don't know. I would imagine, like, maybe like, you know, just to, you know, get the ball rolling.
So
like they'll have one episode where, you know, they're there and they're like, oh, we should go somewhere else.
So it's two different shows.
Yeah, it'll be a separate show.
Is it one of those online shows that they
try to
do
with
Heroes?
I don't think so. I think that they're going to milk it for all it's worth. I mean, it's like the biggest show on cable right now. So they're going to say, oh, let's do another one and
see
if we can get another night of week where people come here.
So,
it's how they work. Nobody makes new original content. They just milk off
the really smart,
old shit they
they'll do
works.
It on the in-between seasons.
But I had a casting idea for the new Walking Dead. I thought that since CSI Miami was over, however, people really love the character... David Caruso character. That we... can just recycle him into the new Walking Dead, and they could start every episode of The Walking Dead with one of his signature one-liners.
And then end The Walking Dead with him taking off his glasses and putting it in his pocket with another signature one-liner.
He's out of work. He's not doing anything right now. So I just thought it would be great if... Why are you drawing on my Maxim magazine? What if I wanted to hang that up?
Do you?
I don't, no.
You don't want to talk to me. This is my first night in.
feel lonely.
You
gotta
get
here.
More aggressive with it, man. Just speak what's
know.
On your mind.
I don't know what to say.
It's a round table event.
I know. I just don't want to butt in and say anything I should.
The point is to butt in.
New drunk is kind of moody.
Moody?
You sad?
It's a big word.
Are we not paying enough attention to you?
No.
Can I finish my CSI Miami thing?
Yes, yeah. Please.
I speak up and get reprimanded.
He kind of killed it.
If it's
it,
not
though.
About Mike, he don't give a shit. See? He's just going to keep talking.
David, he's not even looking at you.
I had a scenario. Do you want to know my
yes.
scenario?
What's your scenario?
God damn it,
where David Caruso walks up on somebody who's been eaten by zombies. And there's no zombies around, and he says, are you ready for it?
Yeah.
He says, well, it looks like someone dined and ditched.
Oh, that was funny, Mike. Look at you.
Do the thing. No,
hey, I got a joke. What? I got a joke.
Do the thing.
What thing?
Do it.
What thing?
Do it. Do the thing. Do it.
I already did it.
I didn't hear it.
That's because it's on the thing.
I know.
Do you have another one?
No. I'm not good
Tim,
those.
Do you have a good one-liner for
Yes, I do.
For if David Caruso met zombies, what yeah. he would say to them?
What would you say? You'd say, hey, what do you call two lesbian dinosaurs? And he would say, what? And I'd say, lick a lot of puss.
All right, fellas, we're going to go to break. We will return in 6 or 7 minutes.
Titty sprinkles.
Titty sprinkles.
Five veterans.
They're all awesome.
They all suck.
They're doing a podcast.
I googled uniform opinions the other day. We are number one, number two, and number four. Every other result for the next 10 pages are people that can't spell uninformed.
They served in the Army.
That's the Gipper. God damn, that guy could give a speech.
The Navy.
Why do other people think we take offense to the name Squid?
The Air Force.
All right, I'm not really practicing or really know what I think anymore.
The Marines.
You're never getting promoted again.
And the Israeli Defense Force.
I know what you did last summer in Afghanistan.
They are the most interesting vets in the world. Listen to Uniformed Opinions Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on RadioFubar.com.
The Rockin' Comedy Show. The number one celebrity podcast in Las Vegas.
With Crazy J.
With exclusive interviews. Live bands, comedians, and some of the funniest songs you'll ever hear. The Rockin' Comedy Show, airing weekdays from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Be there.
We would like to apologize for the way in which politicians are represented in this program.
You know, our information. You want to listen to the show, 7 p.m. Central, sideproject.radiofubar.com. You can listen to us on TuneIn Radio on your smartphone, tablet, or your Roku box. You can listen to us on your TV. Just search for Radio FUBAR, and we there are there, and it works. Tune us in every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central, or as I like to say, normal standard time. You people in the East Coast and West Coast can go screw yourself. I have more empathy and sympathy for people in the Mountain Time Zone.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike, joined by Napier, new drunk and old drunk.
Yes, sir.
Why do I gotta be old drunk?
Well, because you're not new drunk.
I can't just be...
Drunk is new drunk.
I can't just
that is
be kind drunk.
Of messed up, too.
Should we just start calling new drunk Tim? Our friend Tim is here. Hi, Tim. Are you having fun so far?
Yes, I am. This is very interesting.
It's interesting?
Yes, sir.
What do you think of this internet thing?
I like it. Well, I don't do computer very much, but this is neat.
Read like the number and whatnot. Or are we not going to?
Oh, we're not taking phone calls. We're going to get into our main event of the night.
The main event.
They can call me just one time.
Just one time. You want to give your phone number out over the?
Yeah. How many calls do you think I'd get?
I don't. Probably
about eight.
Well, nine right now.
You probably wouldn't get any phone calls, Tim. You should totally give out your phone number.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Get a piece of paper ready.
Don't actually give out your phone number. So, in celebration of the release of the RoboCop trailer, the movie doesn't come out until February, but I'm excited now.
Why does RoboCop have one real hand? That really fucked me up in that trailer. Like, what the fuck is that stump doing there?
Now they think I'm Paul.
It adds like a human element, like he can touch his son.
I don't give a shit about that. I want fucking RoboCop.
You remember the part in the trailer? You need to talk to your son.
Yeah, he should have just smacked her right in the mouth. RoboCop don't play that.
Yeah, he used to be on the show.
Blam.
So this is Napier's sexy story time, where Napier reads a sexy story. This one is entitled Batman and RoboCop, The Day the Men Found Love. In this particular story, there is a lot of dialogue. Several parts are new drunk will actually be reading two parts. I will also be reading two parts. Drunk, you will be Batman. Napier will narrate.
Should I read it in my Wolverine voice?
No, you'll read it in your Batman voice because okay. You're Batman.
Okay. Which is probably similar to Wolverine.
I got a metal container, and I'm hoping that if I speak into it, I get kind of a RoboCop sound, right?
Or it's just sounds
you think
like,
this works?
I think it sounds like you're talking through a container.
You probably should have just set this up and had your little computer voice do RoboCop.
Well, maybe I'll add a little echo to the podcast.
There you go.
But yes, I will play RoboCop. If you can't hear that I'm RoboCop now instead of Mike, then this experiment failed miserably.
What color is Tim?
Tim is yellow and then eventually will be green. Drunk, you are blue. I am pink.
Orange. Who's orange?
I will also be orange.
So you have three parts.
No, I only have two. Okay. So, Napier, if you would like to begin.
So you're yellow. Can we turn this fan down so my papers don't fly all over the place?
I want you just to wing it.
Oh, yeah. And scene.
Bruce Wayne was paying a visit to Detroit City for no goddamn reason.
No, there was a good reason.
There was a good reason?
No, they get to that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Detroit City is beyond Batman.
Too many of this for this long story. No digressions, please.
Because a cousin of him.
It's totally worth it. Drunk.
Because a cousin of him, that is what that says, right?
Right.
You have to read it the way it's printed.
I don't think English was this guy's first language.
No.
And from the beginning.
Bruce Wayne was paying a visit to Detroit City because a cousin of him was very sick. So Bruce Wayne went to his chauffeur there, but was very cautious because he took his bat suit with him. When the chauffeur arrived with his limo, Bruce got out of his car and entered Cousin Oliver building.
Entered Cousin Oliver building. Right.
It was a very tall and dark place, full of gargoyles and lighted torches all over the wall. I want to make a comment about that.
Okay.
Why the fuck are there lighted torches in a building at Detroit? Detroit still has power, right? Like, this isn't like 18th century
they're
Detroit.
They're economically not good city right now.
Okay, well, okay. I guess that makes sense. As Bruce went up the stairs, he noted the handrail was full of strange white sticky goo.
Maybe it's hair gel.
He thought. The stairs creak very much and looks like the place is going to fall apart. Then, Bruce Wayne found Cousin Oliver's room in the last floor of the building. But something was strange. The door was open and incenses drenched was flowing out of the room. Bruce ran inside the fast he could with the heart throbbing in fear of something bad, .. And it was. Cousin Oliver was naked. On four on the ground with his ass filled with cheap trash burning incense. Bruce Wayne then went to the other side and saw Oliver's eyes bulging and bleeding and something strange scarred on his forehead.
No, it was scared.
Scared?
Scared on his forehead.
Oh, scared on his forehead.
Right, okay.
That was a circle with
I just wanted to make sure you got it right.
Okay.
I don't want this guy's artistic
look like
vision scarred, to
though.
Be a...
Scar is S-C-A-R. Scar.
He was scared on his forehead.
That is scar, so it can be scarred. I'm scared. Look at the text.
Okay.
That was a circle with the flowers.
Damn, those bastards killed Oliver. I must go to the cops.
Said Bruce, shooting a photo of the forehead mark and the rest of his naked body. Then collecting incense copy from the cousin butt. He closed the door of the apartment and went to the police station because that's what Batman does. Batman goes to the fucking cops now. When Bruce arrived at the police station, he told the cops what happened, but they just didn't care. Corruption was prevailing on Detroit City, and no one gives a damn.
All right, let me talk with the commissioner.
Bruce said to the fat cop in front of him who was fat.
I don't think so. The commissioner is dating a whore, and I don't want to disturb.
Answered the pig-faced cop with a cigarette in his pig mouth.
Oh yeah? All right. Say him. That Bruce Wayne been here?
And Bruce started to walk away.
What? Bruce Wayne? Commissioner, Bruce Wayne is here!
Shouted the fat-ass pork fuck. The commissioner emerged with a whore by his side from his room. His eyes got big, and he went to shake the hand of Bruce Wayne, smelling of what could only be described of as fish.
Mr. Bruce, what a pleasure. Wow. What brings you here?
Looks like you put good use to the money I donated last year. Your slut is very beautiful. She wasn't cheap, was she?
The commissioner adjusted his tie and swallowed a gob.
Swallowed a gob.
Mr. Wayne, I can explain.
Well, is this supposed to be me?
Oh, I fucked up! I'm sorry.
Don't need. Just want to report a murder. My cousin got killed in his apartment.
Oh my God, Mr. Wayne. Who could do that?
I don't know. This is why I need you to discover.
Don't be afraid, Mr. Wayne. We have best detective here on precinct. He's our most awesome cop in activity. RoboCop. Come here.
The giant metallic bionic man emerged from an obscure room in the back of the building. I guess that would have made it rather quick. And started to
walk. They just keep RoboCop in storage?
Yeah. He's like...
They just set him in like the broom closet there's a murder.
He's like a Roomba. They put him in the closet, somebody murders, like, okay, RoboCop, go clean it up.
Like a Merle. All of a sudden, bam, kick it up a notch. There goes RoboCop.
Blam!
The pumping metallic steps.
The pumping metallic steps was very distinct, thought Bruce.
So you're the best they have here, isn't it?
Asked Bruce.
Yes, Mr. Wayne. I can kill in 5,000,000 different spots on the human body.
Answered the metallic cop.
Okay, let's go. I want you to solve a mystery with me.
RoboCop doesn't fucking solve mysteries. What the fuck? RoboCop, the only thing he does is they say, RoboCop, go kill, and RoboCop starts shooting dudes in the nuts. Remember he shot through that lady's dress and hit a dude in the dick? That's what RoboCop does. RoboCop doesn't give a fuck. He's not there to search for shit.
RoboCop also has a 9mm assault weapon.
Yes, he does.
He can just shoot through anything. So.
And Batman doesn't like guns, apparently, for some reason.
We have 8 more pages here.
Oh, thank God.
Shit.
And them RoboCop followed Bruce. When they arrived with a taxi, because, yeah, that makes sense. Because
Batman and RoboCop are going to get in a taxi, right? No,
yeah, they're going to get into some nasty-ass
If I were a taxi driver, I would not even pick RoboCop up.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fuck that.
I wouldn't be like, hey.
This ain't going to be nothing but some bullshit.
Be like, dude, let me shoot that fucking gun you have.
Do you think that RoboCop, like, does very, very exact tips? I mean, he probably has a calculator in there, but he's like 15%.
He's a fucking computer.
All right. I'm sorry. Continue.
You don't have to tip me if I can shoot that fucking machine pistol you have.
So the taxi driver came up to a well-dressed man and his gay robot love servant. A taxi to the cousin building. They entered it, going up the stairs to the room of murdering scene. But as they went in, no more body. Cousin Oliver vanished. What are they going to do? This is when they hear a scream outside the window. A woman is hanging outside the building, grabbing a gargoyle and almost falling on the ground. Bruce hears that, but RoboCop is there. Sure. How could Batman save the woman? Fuck, really?
Bruce them says.
Bruce them says.
RoboCop, Use the phone and call the fire department.
I don't need phone. I have direct contact with them.
Now I'm fucked.
Thought Bruce. The woman screamed again, but this time she
Batman puts on his suit, saves the day.
I knew you were going to do this.
Okay, no, go to your next line. It was a whole long way of getting it. He's compelled. He has to save the woman. Okay.
So now I'm now alone with Bruce Wayne,
You're Batman now, right.
You saw everything, RoboCop?
Yes. And when I come back to the precinct, they will extract my memories and analyze, discovering your identity.
Holy fuck. Are you going to arrest me?
No. You are an agent doing vigilante work in a city where cops don't abide the law. I defend law, not the system.
I'm pretty sure being a vigilante is against the fucking law.
There is a way to extract your memories before. They know everything.
Yes, but it will involve your masculinity.
My what?
I need to fuck you, Batman. This way, my memory's backup is ejected from my butt, and we can delete what is important to preserve your identity.
Bruce Wayne stood in awe.
Anchor points out in the chat room that Batman sounds a lot like Wolverine.
Batman does sound a lot like Wolverine.
I'm lost. Oh my God.
Jesus. We've done this before, Tim.
Huh?
We've done this before.
They know what's going on.
Okay.
Bruce Wayne stood in awe looking to RoboCop's face. He must give away his manhood to be Batman again, or face the consequences of his life-saving deeds.
Why you memory backup is expelled when you fuck?
This is a method to preserve my intimacy. If I want to sleep with a whore or a male escort...
I think they're both whores.
It's my right to delete my sexual encounters so no one acknowledge its existence.
Bruce put his own hand on his chin and thought a bit. That wasn't something Bruce would like to admit. Bruce have a reputation to preserve, even if he likes young lads. But Batman suffered much abuse in his life. Losing his anal virginity will be only one more faithful act towards the welfare of humanity.
All right, RoboCop. You can fuck me, but let's go to a motel. I don't want to violate my cousin's private space.
There is a problem, Bruce. I'm not with my penis now. I can't fuck you.
What? Why you're not with it?
Because today is a work day. I only attach my mechanical penis at weekends.
That's gonna be a problem. Let's go to the precinct so you can pick it.
Impossible. They only liberate its use at Friday nights, and I must return them at Monday morning.
Shit!
Bruce Wayne then put his Batman suit to prepare mentally for that demanding task. He must now discover a way to make sex with RoboCop because it's Monday. If he waits till Friday, the cousin killers will be untraceable. It was evening and the streets were dark. The street lamps were all trashed. This is the perfect disguise to Batman and RoboCop searching.
All right, RoboCop. We must find something to attach to your crotch, so you can fuck me. Let's search the garbage.
Batman and RoboCop entered a dark alley and started to look out in the trash for some phallic object that could be attached. Batman then said,
"Look, RoboCop, a flashlight. Do you think you can use it?"
"It's too small, Batman. I need a 8-inch gold metallic part. This shit is made of plastic."
Batman then searched more, but no use. Batman then remembered his Bat Utilities belt.
Batman them.
He reached for it and found a Bat smoke grenade. Cylindric, 8-inched, and a good titanium metal cover.
RoboCop, I found it. But you must be very gentle, or you could put off the grenade pin.
RoboCop picked up the grenade attached it to his crotch, and red lights got immediately red on the grenade's body.
What's this, Robo?
It's mean I'm very excited. Your ass is very round, and I love leather-clad men.
Whoa. I never saw my ass. I guess this leather molded him very good. Boo now, RoboCop. We must lube. I don't have any. Only boot grease.
We could use my lubricant oil. It's a bit old and need a change, so there's no problem wasting it.
RoboCop then pushed a button on his left buttocks, liberating a good dose of oil in his penis grenade.
This grenade is very large, RoboCop. Don't go fast, or you will rip my hemorrhoids.
This has to be bullshit, right? I mean, this guy isn't, like, for real. This is a joke, right?
I think this has to be a joke. This is fan fiction.
Yeah, but nobody, like, actually was serious about this, right? I mean, this is a joke. It has to be, right?
I really hope so.
There's one person that's serious about this.
Yeah, somebody really liked it.
The penetrating man.
Yeah.
Is it my line?
No. My hemorrhoids.
Oh, now it's my line.
Demand computed. I'm adjusting the pumping pressure. It's adjusted to level 3 from 10 possible levels of pressure.
Batman then cracked open an abandoned warehouse, a famous bums community. But today the vagrants are partying at the beach, making orgies and drinking hot beer.
Dude, I bet the beach in Detroit is fucking sweet.
There isn't.
That's where the real killers are, up there in Detroit.
I bet you couldn't take 10 fucking steps without sticking on an AIDS-infested needle.
Shit.
There's a dirty bed full of dandruff and pubic hair.
At least we beat them in baseball. They got us on crime.
We're number one!
All right, Drunk, your line.
We're going to skip all that.
Yeah.
RoboCop, you stay under me. I'm not touching this AIDS-covered shit.
Computed, Batman. I don't need to move myself. My adapted penis is capable of independent movements.
RoboCop laid on the bed, waiting for Batman's ass to come and involve his machine-pumping-ready member. Batman removed his gloves, his pants, his cape, his shirt. None of that's necessary. He just needs to fuck him in the ass. Why didn't he just tear a dick hole in his pants?
Hey, look at this badass fucking airplane I made.
That's good.
You like that fucking shit? B-52. Watch. Flies.
His was only dressed with his boots. To not touch the bed, his bat utility belt, and his mask. His dick was very hard. Because this is the first time Batman would make love with a cyborg man. I guarantee you, if I was making love to a cyborg man, and even though it was my first time getting fucked by a cyborg man with a robot penis, I don't think my dick would be very into it.
Hey, you think Waffles would be there?
I don't think so.
Look at Lisa in the chat. New Drunk being a douche during story time. Shh, we're hot right now, New Drunk.
Lo siento.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where were we? This is
Bats them sad.
If there's some kind of like dramatic reading podcast award, we got it in the bag. Right
oh God, now. Yeah. Bats them sat, and the metallic cylinder slowly opened his ass. The old oil was helping a lot, but Batman found a problem.
RoboCop, it's so cold in here.
No problem, Batman.
And then RoboCop activated the thermal transporter unit, heating the penis grenade to the temperature of the human body.
Oh, that's better. You know how to please a man, RoboCop.
Batman said, moving his body up and down on the titanium power rod. The artificial nature of that android could matter less to Batman. He could feel a heart beating inside the steel-covered chest. Batman, still being penetrated softly, reached his hands on RoboCop's thighs. The hardness of the machine man was very... ostensible? Yeah. That's a weird word to use for getting fucked in the ass.
Hey. So is the sumptuous.
I laughed so hard I farted.
Oh. Kind of like a sumptuous.
I think that's what he was going for.
Yeah.
Either way, RoboCop's getting fucking Batman in the ass. Hold on. The stell of his legs was very sensual, resembling his Batmobile bodywork. RoboCop was liking to, despite his dull countenance.
It got very artsy all of a sudden, didn't it?
Yeah. Somebody's trying to church this up. He never penetrated such a strong man as Batman. With his hands, he gently cherishes the scar-laden back of the man-bat, feeling every imperfection and brutality his lover suffered throughout his life. For this moment, he can ease the pain that lonely man stands every day in the violent and dark streets. The two loving beings were feeling a strong bond, because the daily hardness and drudgery blocked their hearts to the little pleasures a man could have in the most intimate moments. They could understand one another, could share their traumas and loneliness, could love again, if only for the night. But them, the men, reached their climaxes. Batman could feel his penis dripping the primal juice of life, ready to discharge the load of lust all over the heavens. RoboCop was in the same ecstatic state.
Mandy in the chat, dark streets is what he calls his butthole.
That would be dark streaks, and that would be his underwear.
That's right, Laszlo. Primal juice.
Batman couldn't hold it anymore, and the semen got spurt all over the place, filling the warehouse with his most deeper feelings. RoboCop got hit of his body percussions and let the oily juice flow its way, but the bat grenade was blocked by the pin, blocking the oil passage. It started to shake, causing more pleasure to Batman and them. The pin got dissolved by RoboCop's oil semen, releasing the gas inside Batman's rectum while the oil flushed inside the Batman. Fumes could be seen from a good distance being expelled from Batman's ass, mixed with good old machine oil. The other day, early in the morning, the two lovers woke up. Like, they were asleep for a whole nother day? That's a good fucking.
The other day. Right.
They kisses one another and them. Batman saw something.
Look, RoboCop. Your memory's back up. Now we can save my identity.
Yes, it's correct, Batman.
There was something RoboCop wasn't telling Batman. Something. ... Sad.
RoboCop, I collected this incense and shot this photo from my deceased cousin. Do you have something like this in your memory bank?
Don't you think they should have done this, like, before they started fucking? Like, maybe like, the detective work where he pulls out the photo and, like, he checks his memory bank. They should have done that before they fucked each other, right?
You would think.
Well, I think most readers...
I mean, that would have been, like, the first thing I did when I met RoboCop and we were going to go solve a mystery.
Well, I mean...
I would say, hey, RoboCop, check your memory bank for this.
Well, what if you could fuck RoboCop first?
We still got four pages here, dude.
This is kind of like the amazing gay duo.
Maybe it was a trust exercise. He wanted to make sure that he could trust RoboCop before he, you know... I'm sorry. Where are we?
Let me analyze.
Oh, it's my line. I'm sorry.
Let me analyze. Analyzing. Analysis complete. Crossing the information on both subjects, I found this connects with a group of New Age hippies called the Return of Flower King. They worship 70s crap bands and sell secondhand the Mamas and the Papas t-shirts to crazy old ladies living in the suburbs.
They look dangerous. I guess we should check them.
No, in fact, they don't look dangerous. If any group of people would seem more non-dangerous, I would say it's the LSD snorting hippies who sell Mamas and Papas t-shirts. Batman called a taxi because, of course, Batman doesn't have a fucking car. And both Batman and RoboCop entered, going to... They didn't clean up.
Come on, let's we gotta finish.
Well, it's like the guy on 24 never takes a piss. I think you just assume they cleaned up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
After a while, they arrived. This was a strange place. A big castle covered with grave flowers and smelling incense. It's the same smell I felt at Oliver's place. Oh, like you could fucking...
Thanks for stumbling all over my line, dude.
Oh. Mine's not highlighted, god damn it.
You're hogging drunk spotlight. Go. I'm sorry, drunk.
It's the same smell I felt over at Oliver's place.
How do you felt a smell?
I don't know.
I've tasted a smell.
Felt a smell.
There are three individuals inside. The have no weapons and look very aged.
Strange. I think we should eavesdrop.
As they approached the place, Batman saw a circle with a flower upside down inside the building walls through a window.
It's the same symbol. These people must be involved in the crime.
Batman lockpicked the door and they entered. The entrance hall was narrow and full of old vinyls. As the heroes approached another door, a gas leaked in.
Batman, it's a trap!
Batman?
Said RoboCop in a monotone voice.
No, don't read that. You gotta...
Now we're seriously fucked, Robo.
Now we're seriously fucked, Robo.
The two men tried to open the doors, but all locked. They were feeling dizzy. The gas was affecting them. After a minute, they passed out.
Okay, Tim, it's your big moment.
Wake up, y'all bastards.
Shouted the old hippie, slapping Batman and RoboCop's faces.
So you don't want to invade our divine shrine, don't you?
Batman got control of himself again, and he and Robo were chained to a chair in the middle of a big room, with three hippies looking at them, and a legion of zombies behind them, awaiting orders.
Why did you kill Oliver?
No, you said that wrong. Do it again.
Why did you kill Oliver?
Asked Batman.
We didn't kill him. He is reborn like the others. We just taught him the hippie way of life. They fight against the Vietnam, the corporations, and the property industry. Pottery industry, you say? Nah. They will be sexual zombie slaves,
cried the mad hippie.
You bastards,
said RoboCop with a monotone voice.
You can't understand the dream. Must not end. The peace and love is eternal. Mwah.
The lead hippie snapped his fingers, and the zombie legion of said Batman.
These corpses are going to eat our brains. We have no hope, RoboCop. It's all over. If only I could kiss you again.
Sorry, Batman. It's sad our relationship ends this way.
The zombies are approaching the heroes. Every time nearer. Every time faster. And them, they stop. They are completely immobile. Doing nothing and only staring at Batman and RoboCop.
Batman, these zombies aren't going to eat us.
Looks like this. But why?
The mad hippie them shouted.
I guess... Hey, Tim. Oh, hold on, I'll do your line.
No.
Oh, okay. I mean, if it's too much trouble for you.
No. Oh, sorry about
okay.
that.
Okay.
Why Why you fuckers stuck? Come on now. Eat them bastards.
Why you fuckers stuck?
That's the best line of this whole thing.
That's what I said.
Why you fuckers stuck?
Why you fuckers stuck? God damn it. Come on. Eat them goddamn bastards.
Batman looked down, thought a bit, and understood.
Laszlo in the chat. I will never get back this time.
You shit hippie.
Just like jail, brother. You can complain all you want. You can get a lawyer, and you'll never get it back.
You shit hippie. Told me that you taught them the hippie way of your life, didn't you?
No, sirree.
No, wrong one.
Nope.
Oh, yes, sir.
This is elementary, my dear smelly, disease-laden, intelligent animal's friend. The hippie way of life means peace, love, and a meat-free regimen. These zombies only eat vegetables.
The hippie understood, looked down, clenched his hands, looked up and shuddered.
No sirree.
No, it's all in caps.
No.
Well, no!
The hippies don't fucking care. They're like, no, sir.
You're right. There's more.
They don't care.
My friend here only eats car oil. I eat bats and rats. But you three.
I think that's not right, though.
I believe are full of delicious fruits, green plants.
What kind of shit is that?
And
Moosely.
Bruce inside Lee? Your stomachs.
He's part of the story now.
The three hippies looked on one another in horror. The zombies looked on one another in joy. Now they're going to eat good and healthy food. The undead started to move in the hippies' direction. They were encircled and couldn't escape. Oliver was the first, ripping the lead hippie belly open, opening his stomach with his own nails.
Oliver is the cousin.
Yeah, and now he's a zombie.
How could he found the dead body?
Yeah, and then they stole the dead body and made it a zombie.
Oh.
By fucking it full of incense.
Okay. Oh, that's how the incense thing comes in. That, the incense makes you a zombie. Yeah, I missed that part. I'm sorry.
I'm sad I don't have any more lines.
Potentially.
It's almost done here. Let's go.
The hippie bowels fell on the ground, and it was stuffed with delicious grass. But the zombies didn't want to eat because there's blood.
Don't be afraid, zombies!
Said RoboCop.
Their blood is full of vitamins and minerals. The iron is good for your heart.
The zombies smiled and started to eat the three hippies alive.
No, you said
alive.
That word wrong.
What?
The zombies.
The zombies?
Hey.
Smilled.
Smilled?
They smilled.
Nearer is not a fucking word.
Mm-mm.
You said it earlier.
Yeah, that's because he had it written there.
Well, near, it's not a word.
Well, most of these aren't words.
Drinking. We're almost done, guys.
The zombies smilled. Come on.
They smilled.
The zombies smilled and started to eat the three hippies alive, drinking all of their blood, eating the bones, and licking the skin because that's sexy. They only left intact the meat because it is sin. Yeah, that's all right. After the crime was solved, it's time to depart. Bruce Wayne was holding RoboCop's hand and looking in his helmet-covered eyes.
RoboCop, you made me a new man. It's a shame we need to go our separate ways. Will you remember me forever?
Yes, Bruce. Yes.
The two joined their lips, doing their very last kiss. Bruce then waved his hand, entered a taxi cab, and went away to Gotham. But RoboCop didn't tell Bruce that his memories of their love night will exist no more. They must be erased together with the knowledge of his secret identity, for the sake of Batman's crime fighting for the humanity. It will be as if it never happened. But one thing RoboCop knew, he won't have the memories, but his passion and strong feelings will be forever in his heart. That can't be destroyed. The end.
I'm proud of us, guys.
That we actually made it through like a whole one without cutting out hardly any parts.
Do you think Batman is pregnant with RoboCop's baby now?
Yes. Robo baby.
Well, oh, what do you think?
Why didn't the gas grenade kill Batman?
If anyone would like to call in and congratulate us on a job well done, phone number is 309-740-1430. You're welcome, by the way. You're welcome for what just happened.
And we made it with 10 minutes left to spare before Yumsky.
Yeah, new Yumsky tonight, so stick around. Listen to the...
new, like, live?
New, like, there's a new one that hasn't aired on Radio FUBAR yet.
Oh, well.
So,
congratulations to them.
So, yeah. What do you think, Napier? Obviously, I don't think English was that guy's first language.
No.
Amazed.
Golf clap.
Oh, Starry Spice, you're our favorite friend.
Favorite friend.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure Batman is now bearing RoboCop's baby. That should be the next part. Where Batman...
Oh, the author of that was... Oh, shit, I wrote it on something. Thank you for reminding me.
His name was probably Raj or Taj.
Definitely wanted to get his credit.
The author is Rick James.
Rick James. Shit.
Rick James, bitch.
My guess is his first name is either Raj or Taj.
it was like Comic Zone. So it was on Drunks, so I don't know. Comic Zone. I'll tweet it later.
Maybe it's get on off my ass. I made into a paper airplane threw across the fucking room.
Napier, did you see the kid that got in trouble at his school for downloading a app for his phone that you could...
Hey, you have a camera phone. Can you put this on the feed or what?
Oh yeah, I'll tweet your awesome plane.
No, you gotta put a picture of it. You gotta take a picture and.
I will.
That's absolutely a badass fucking plane, though.
I know. I'm very impressed. Does it have the name of the author on it?
Comics MX.
Yeah. So definitely check him out on all the sites where you can get your smut. A kid was arrested. Actually, he was not only suspended from school but arrested because there is a phone app that you can download to make a customizable skin for a first-person shooter. And he took a bunch of photos of his school and then ran around and shot people in this app.
That seems then, a little silly.
And then posted it on YouTube.
That's kind of weird.
But don't you think that's kind of what the app is designed for? Is for people to do shit like that. So, like, oh, I recognize this place. This is where I live.
I'm pretty sure that was the entire point of it.
Right.
I understand why they would, question little Timmy about his shooting all of his classmates in the face on his phone. But yeah, I don't know why they would suspend him.
They arrested him.
I don't think
I can see that too.
I don't think his parents beat him enough.
No, probably not.
You know what I mean?
Like, maybe they won't let him whack it.
No.
You think that...
Your old man just beats your ass when you're little. You're not going to devise shit like that. Oh.
Oh.
Was that out loud?
It was.
What?
Do you have another, like, one-liner or something? I want to do the CSI Miami bit at least one more time before we leave. So, I mean, if anybody has, like, a... You got another joke?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I'm ready.
Second parter, you ready?
Okay.
What do you call two gay dinosaurs?
What's that?
Megasaur ass.
But seriously, David Caruso would be great on A Walking Dead.
This is funny.
Yeah.
You do this every Monday?
We do.
This is crazy. This is what Jared walked up here this one time, and he was like, hey, I'm going to... sit in on their talk show.
Did you turn off your microphone?
Yeah.
Why?
But we're done.
Oh, no. We got a sign off.
We're not done.
Are we done?
We're not done, I don't think.
We got like 8 minutes.
Do you want to say goodbye to
eight
everybody?
8 minutes to kill.
Do you want to like share any... Do you have any plugs?
No. Nope. I'm just a fill-in for tonight. But... I am free on Monday nights, besides when I go up to the bar. But I'm usually home by 7 o'clock, just in case Mike needs another person up here.
Sometimes my farts smell like bacon-wrapped Cheerios. Does that mean I have a yeast infection in my anus?
Yeah!
I fucked up! Just do the whole thing again.
Because
it'll be much funnier the second time.
Sometimes my farts smell like bacon-wrapped Cheerios. Does that mean I have a anal yeast infection? Yeah.
I fucked that up.
Good job.
Damn it.
I should have told you.
You're number one. We need a new executive producer.
We do.
Dave Crusoe already looks pale and lifeless. He does.
He could play a zombie. Right. What do you think, Napes? You done?
Yep.
All right, well.
See you next week, everybody.
See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioFubar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WFODix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our board at wfodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go and wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Tonight I can't help myself. Hold me tight when it's cold tonight and there's no one else. I gotta find a reason for every double meaning in every single word you say. Oh, I wish that you could tell me that you knew how to help me, but you say there's no easy way.
You like that?
Yeah. I could have been a little bit more rapey with my voice, but this time I was the victim as opposed to the...
You weren't the victim.
Well...
That was an act of love.
It was an act of love.
So, the only other thing I had on my list...
Yeah.
And we have, like, just 2 minutes,
sure.
Really. But I was thinking that a good way for the state and federal governments to make money is after... trials are completed. Uh-huh. Why did you go straight to 9/11? Of all the things it could be, you said 9/11? After trials are completed, after people are proven innocent or guilty. I guess not innocent, because then, you know, somebody did it.
Not
but
guilty.
If they're proven guilty, if they're put away, if, you know, the evidence is already gone, to have, like, evidence auctions where they sell, instead of just putting it in an evidence room, they, like, sell off, like, high-profile murder.
Oh, yeah.
So you would buy, like, OJ's bloody gloves and whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know how you could, like, buy, like, somebody's 500th home run ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You buy, like, you know, a murder weapon.
or OJ's Bloody Glove.
Oh, that's right, good. Right. And I mean, like, you auction off. There's wackos out there that will buy that shit.
Oh, yeah. And they'll probably use it again.
Like, the last...
No, but I mean, they'll either, like, put it in a museum, or dude, they'll put it in glass, something like that.
Listen, like, the last IV that was in Michael Jackson's arm.
Yeah!
You know what I mean? Like, millions and millions of dollars given for that.
I'd like to apologize to the fans for missing the last couple weeks. No more. There will be no more of that. The busy time is officially over. I'll only be like 4 minutes late as opposed to 30.
You realize how bad you fucked up last week?
2 weeks ago, yes.
You know, like,
you hung up on me on the phone without even saying goodbye.
The whole thing was, oh, were you sad? You poor guy.
I was too busy to be sad at the time. I thought about it.
You left me
afterwards
with my dick in my hands. I planned a goddamn drunk dating game surrounded around you, and then you didn't even fucking show up.
I'm surprised.
And you're upset that I didn't say goodbye to you? Go fuck yourself.
Why didn't you just call me on the phone? We could have done it over the phone. That's my bad.
Plentyoffish.com. Is that what you're doing?
We'll explain it after this is done. All right, then. Well, you all have a great week. We'll see you next week on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Bye.